Chazor zeh nesh ba khas shag bim yhum sekhs vakhm daf mem khas the mission said pyro so shiyam kipur ve khulu fact about the requirement of shchita to be on the north is written regarding an oila. If so, why is it that the mission begins teaching the requirement by listing the chatois? And furthermore, since chatos is learned via drasha, it's considered more balip to the katana, and that's why he discusses it first. Fact about why doesn't the tana first discuss the case of the outside chatois, since that's where the drasha is learned? And furthermore, since the blood of the Yom Kippur karbonas have their blood brought into the kachah kodeshim, they are more beloved to the tana, and that's why he begins discussing them. Fact about where is it written that the oila must be shechted in the north? And furthermore, the pasuk says v'shochad oisoy al yerecham zbech tzafoina. The preceding pasuk says that it's referring to an oiler brought from sheep or goats. How do we know it applies to an oiler brought from cattle as well? And the pasuk starts with the word vi'im, with the vav, creating a hekesh to the earlier parasha which discusses cattle oiler. This teaches that an oiler brought from cattle also has to be shechted in the north. What about according to the view from a braisa that a previous parasha cannot learn from a later parasha? The braisa says, Rabbi Kiva says that the vi'im nefesh in the parasha of Ashim Tali connects it to the previous parasha of Ashim Me'ila, and teaches that an Ashim Tali is also brought for a case of Safik Me'ila. The Chum argue and say a person is potter for Safik Me'ila. Presumably, the Chalikas, Rabbi Kiva says, we learn a previous parashah from a later parashah, and Rabbanan said we don't. And it's more, no. Rabbi Papa said, everyone agrees that we do learn an earlier parashah from a later one. The reason the Rabbanan hold that an Ashim Tali is not brought for Safik Me'ila is because it's a Gzeir Shavon, the word mitzvah between Ashim Tali and a regular Chatas, which teaches that an Ashim Tali is only brought for an Aver, which requires a Chatas when done b'shoigig, and has a Chiyav Karas when done b'mezid. This excludes Me'ila, which does not carry a Chiyav Karas. Rabbi Akiva darshens Gzeir Shavon to teach that an Ashim Tali is only brought for an Aver, which requires the bringing of a fixed Chatas. The Rabbanim disagree with that because they say that the Gzeir Shavah has to be taken all the way and can't stop less than learning the full comparison. Although Rabbi Kiva also agrees to that, he says that the Vav creates a Hekesh which teaches that there's an Ashim Tali for Safek Me'ila, even though the Gzeir Shavah would seem to teach differently. Maybe the Machlekes is that when we're faced with a conflicting Gzeir Shavah and a Hekesh, maybe Rabbi Kiva says we follow the Hekesh, or Rabbanim says we follow the Gzeir Shavah. The Rabbanim says no. Everyone agrees we follow the Hekesh. However, they say that this Hekesh is not to teach the upper parasha from the lower parasha, rather it's to teach the lower parasha from the upper parasha, that the Ashim Tali has to have the value of at least two silver shekel, just like the Asham Me'ilis. This is needed so that we don't think that an Ashim Tali can be worth even a smaller amount, since the Chatas for the same Aver could be worth even a smaller amount. Rabbi Akiva, who uses the Hekesh for his drasha, will learn this halacha from the pasuk of Vizois Torasa Asham, which teaches that there's one set of rules for all Ashamis. For acting why this makes sense according to the view that the word Toiras is to be understood in this way, but according to the other view, where would Rabbi Akiva know that an Ashim Tali has to be at least worth at least two silver shekels? And for the Gemara, he learned it from Gzeir Shava of Be'er Kicha, for the Asham Shivcha Harufa, where this word is not written. He learned from Gzeir Shava on the word Be'el. How do we know that the chatas has to be shechted in the north? Mara says, the pasuk says, v'shochad es ha-chatas b'mkoyim ha-oila. How do we know that the Kabbalah has to be done in the north? The immediately following pasuk says, v'lokach, which refers to Kabbalah, ha-koyen midomo, which can be read as saying that this too must be done in the place of the oila. How do we know that the koyim doing the Kabbalah has to be done in the north? The pasuk says, v'lokach, which could be read as saying, lo yikach, he should take himself and stay in the north. How do we know the requirement that to shecht it in the north is essential and it's possible if it's shechted elsewhere? Mara says, there are other psukim regarding the various types of chatois, and the multiple psukim that teach it has to be in the north teach it's absolutely essential. In fact, the word oisa in the pasuk of v'shochat oisa b'mukayim asher yishchad as oila is an exclusionary term. So what does it come to exclude? Where I said it's needed as darshan in the braisa, where it says that the pasuk teaches that only it, meaning the nasi's chatos discussed in the pasuk, has to be shechted in the north, but the chatos of nachshoin, the chatos brought by the nesim at the time when the Mishkan was inaugurated, that does not have to be shechted in the north. We would have thought that since Rabbi Yehuda says this chatos needed smicha, it needs the north as well. That's why oisa teaches that no, it does not have to be shechted in the north. In fact, what about according to Rav Shimon, who says that it did not need smicha? Mazruta, the son of Rav Tavi and Ravina, said to Ravina, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't say that we would have thought that since it was included for smicha, it should be included in the north, because we would not learn this one-time carbon from other commanders that are brought for generations. Therefore, oisa is not needed to exclude the north requirement of the chatas of nachshain. The Efet Gemara, rather, oisa teaches that the animal must be in the north when it's shechted, but the shechet does not have to be in the north when it's shechted. You can have a long knife and sin outside the north. Gemara, this halacha is learned in the braisa from the oisa of a different pasuk, so the oisei written for the nasi's chatos is not needed for this. Rather, Zokta Gemara, it teaches that the shechita of the animal needs to take place in the north, but the malika done to a bird carbon does not need to be done in the north. A braisa says we would think that if shechita, which can be done without a kohen, can be done by a zor, it has to be done in the north, and malika, which must be done by a kohen, certainly must be done in the north. That's why we need oisei to teach malika does not have to be done in the north. Correct, Gemara, maybe the reason for, that shechita of an animal must be done in the north is that the shechita must be done with a kli, but malika, which is done by the kohen's hand, would never have even been thought to be needed to need the north for that. So why do we need oisai? Rather, oisai teaches that the nasi's chatas must be in the north, but the korban pesach doesn't have to shechita in the north. A braisa says, we would think that if shechita of an oila, which has no set time to be brought, has to be done in the north, the shechita of a pesach, which has a zman kavua, surely must be done in the north. That's why we need oisai to teach that it does not have to be done in the north. Maybe the reason an oil has to be shechted in the north is because it's totally burned on the mizbeach, but there would be no reason to think that the Pesach should be shechted in the north. And tomorrow we could make the same kal v'chomer from a chatos, which is not totally burned. Maybe chatos needs the north because it's a kapar for aveiros and a carry a chi of karis. Mar says we would have made the same kal v'chomer from osham, which does not have a kapar for a chi of karis. Maybe an osham and all these other items that we said till now, they all need the north because they kachim, but Pesach, which is not, We have no reason to think of these in the north. So why is oisai needed? Ev Gemara, oisai comes to teach, as we initially said, that animals must be shechted in the north, but the sheiches does not have to stand in the north. Although we ask that this is already learned in a brayser from a different pasuk, we will say that the reason we learn it twice is to teach that although the sheiches doesn't have to be in the north during the shechita, the kohen doing the kabbalah does have to be in the north when he's doing the kabbalah. Ev Gemara, it's already known from v'lokach, like we said. Gemara said he doesn't darshan this way, therefore he needs oisai to teach this. Fact, Gemara. We now have a source that shechita and kabbalah of an oila must be done in the north. How do we know that it's absolutely essential and that the carbon will be possible if it's not done in the north? If Gemara Rabba Rahava or Rabba Shila said, we have a kal v'chomer. If a chatas whose north requirement is only known from an oila, and yet the north requirement is absolutely essential, then the north requirement of an oila itself is definitely, is surely, absolutely essential. We can ask the chatzas is different because it brings the kapar for aveis of chiyakaris. So Ravina said, this is what Rav Adar Bar Rahava was asking. We never find that the secondary thing is more stringent than the primary thing. So the north requirement of a chatzas, which is learned after Moila, can't be more stringent than the north requirement of an Oila. Mazut, the son of Rav Mori, asked Ravina, do we never find that the secondary thing of a kalva in a kalva chayim is more stringent than the primary one? The halacha is that Maisa Sheni may be redeemed, but food purchased with money used to redeem Maisa Sheni may not be redeemed. As the case of Maisa Sheni is different, the reason it can't be redeemed is because the kedusha that it gets is not strong enough to allow redemption to take effect, not because it's more chumadik. The halacha is that one cannot place physical kedusha onto an animal that has a permanent mum, and yet one can put the physical kedusha of tamura onto an animal that has a mum. As the case of tamura is different. New kedusha comes from chulin, and such kedusha is not strong enough to be effective on a Baal Mum. When doing Temura, the Kedusha is coming from something that's already Kaddish. Such Kedusha is stronger and therefore could even be effective on a Baal Mum. The halacha is that a carbon Pesach does not need smicha in the sachem or tenufa, and yet if it's left over after Pesach, not used as carbon Pesach, brought as a shlom, then it needs smicha in the sachem and tenufa. If tomorrow, when it's brought at that time, other than a Pesach, it's actually a shlom, and that's why it has these other requirements. We can also say, Zakhtimar, that we know that the north requirement of an oila is absolutely essential based on the word of ha'oila, which we understand to mean that the oila must always be done in the proper place. If not, it is possible.